Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I feel like I should have done something special today. I feel like I should have made some. So, well, I guess I shaved. I shaved my beard.
Yeah, you did.
Because Kayla's eyelashes are spectacular.
Yeah, they are.
Lil Jess's hair is amazing.
It looks so good, you. Right?
And I'm like, well, I should have stepped some. Never mind.
You did, man. You look fresh and clean. So, I mean, we're like a brand new show this morning.
I didn't realize. And I took a little bit of a rough ride from the P1s from some pictures I put up over the weekend. Okay. I hosted a conference that was in town, the Western Veterinary Conference. It's awesome. No, it's awesome. They pack out these ballrooms.
Yep.
They just turn me loose. And yeah, no,
you met Venus Williams? I saw a photo of that. That's the coolest thing ever.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Venus and I sat down and chatted for a while. Mm-hmm. No, that was part of the deal, was she was the special guest. Here was what was cool about that. So she was supposed to do like 10 minutes of just, you know, like telling her story and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then we were going to do 30 minutes, literally 30 minutes of a Q&A. And then she just kept going. She just kept So literally I'm going through and of course there's pre-approved questions and all of this kind of stuff. And literally she's going, I'm like, not asking that question. She just covered that. You know what I mean? And I'm setting it. And literally the cards went, the stack of cards I had was thick. We had 30 minutes worth of material to do.
Good. Yeah.
Well, by the time she was done, she had talked for 30 minutes. And literally I was like, I turned to the guy and I go, this is ridiculous. I'm going to do 10 minutes here. You know what I mean? Sure. And they were like, yeah, okay. So we just flipped it on its head. And so, yeah, she and I did like, we did like 12 minutes. And it was great.
Awesome.
It was fun.
What did she like talk about, like business stuff or like?
Business and motivation. And here's the fun part. I don't know what I expected when it came to how she feels about her sister, Serena Williams.
Sure.
Because Serena is a big, big star. Venus is a star. Serena is a big star.
Yes.
You know, like they talk about her being the greatest tennis player of all time. Venus, her big sister, who kind of paved the way for her.
Yes, she did.
You know, really bulldozed the path for her, loves her little sister. And I don't know what I expected. I didn't expect that. You know what
right?
I mean? Like, I didn't expect her to be so supportive and so like, oh my God, Serena, Serena, Serena. Like, she just kept talking about her
proud
sister.
Big sister moment, man. Proud That's great. Sister.
Yeah, it was really cool. She's so chill. She's so chill, Venus is. And, you know, it was fun.
Are you guys now best friends? Are we like, can we call her?
I wouldn't. Can we call her? Yeah. No. And by the way, Kayla has yelled at me for this before, and Kayla's might, as you well know, if you listen to this show at all, Kayla's probably the nicest person you'll ever meet on the planet.
That's very sweet of you to say. I don't agree, but
it's true.
Very sweet of
no,
you
I've
to
never
say.
Seen. I'm even going to say the word right now. 5:36 in the morning. I've never seen you be a bitch to anybody. I've seen you where you thought you were, but it wasn't even close.
Okay,
you know what I mean? It wasn't even. However, Kayla gets mad at me, and I need you to get even more mad at me.
All right.
I don't take selfies, and I need to.
You don't. It's very frustrating because, no, I've had
you
a lot of time.
Just heard
like,
the extent of Kayla.
He's doing the coolest things, like this weekend, meeting Venus Williams of all people. And then I'm like, can you get a photo? Like, just hand the phone off to someone and get a photo. Because
well,
I'd like to post that stuff on our Chet Buchanan Show page.
Well, I knew they were professional, you know, stuff. But then, and honestly, and I'll get to this on best part of the weekend, but Tammy Pescatelli, who's one of my favorite comedians on the planet, Tammy Pescatelli and Sherry Shepherd, who's been on our show.
Yeah.
They were later on that night, and I essentially was their opening act. So I went out, and I did the story. I did the story about freaking Russell Wilson, the cat.
Yes.
It's veterinarians. Right. Veterinarians, right? It sure works. So the stupid cat has taken over our lives. But I'm her side piece. Like she won't be seen with me in public.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't want anyone to know we're dating. She just wants, you know.
But 3 o'clock in the morning when you go to feed her.
She's all good. Uh-huh. Yeah, she's all good in the middle of the night when she wants something. When she wants a rub down, then she's more than happy to get my attention, if you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and I told her, and the bit killed, and both Tammy Pescatelli and Jerry Shepherd told me I was funny.
Yay!
And I was like, oh, but I didn't get a picture with them either. Idiot. Anyway, so back at it. I swear to God, it feels like I haven't seen you guys in a month.
Right? It does feel like that, doesn't it?
Valentine's Day was forever ago. Back at it, Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Can't help but I'm mesmerized by Kayla's eyelashes.
It's like my new superpower. Just like bat my eyelashes at people and things happen.
Has that worked already?
Yeah. I got a free drink the other day at the convenience store, so that was pretty dope.
Is it because you pumped gas? That's a terrible
I know that, okay, but I didn't pump gas. I didn't pump gas, and the guy behind me paid for my drink, so this girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Let's not feel too special, though, because there was a line of like four people, and he bought everyone's stuff. It was very nice.
Never let the facts get in the way of a good story. Just that part you didn't
Lest
have
you
to.
Think I was batting my eyelashes at some random man.
I'm appreciative, but yeah, I liked the first version of the story better, to be honest with you. Or were you just asking a second ago? I didn't hear what you were saying.
Oh, I wanted to know who the one celebrity was that like you could just do without. Like if they just went bye-bye and became a regular human being and not a celebrity anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why are you asking me that?
Because
it's a weird question.
It's not a weird question. Meek Mill is in the headline. Yeah. Meek Mill is in the headlines this morning for he tried to pay his son $1,000 to eat crickets. And just anytime I see a headline anymore with Meek Mill, I kind of roll my eyes.
You're over Meek Mill.
I don't know what. And he's from what I understand, a dope guy. And he's so nice. I just don't. I'm like, oh. I could do without him.
I want to like Jim Carrey a lot, but I kind of have that same reaction.
Yeah.
To Jim Carrey. Although Sonic did really well this weekend.
Did it?
Yeah, did really well. Like almost 57 million, something like that.
Oh, good for them.
No, you know who it is? It's Joaquin Phoenix for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he turned me. And he's just kind of been that guy for a while.
Yeah.
Where it's like, here's the thing, though. I thought he was trying to be weird. No, he's just weird. And that's cool. And his thing at the Oscars, whatever. I don't need to be preached to at award shows. And I was just kind of like, yeah, Joaquin Phoenix, you were great in Joker. Just do that part. I don't need Joaquin Phoenix out in the wild.
It's a little extreme. You know what I don't like about Joaquin Phoenix is I agree with you. If I feel like if I ran into him on the street, he would be very uppity. Like, he didn't want to talk to me. And I feel like there's a lot of cool celebrities out there that, like, if you ran into him on the street, they're like, all right, thanks, man. You know what I mean? Like, real chill. If you're like, hey, I love doing that movie. And they're like, I appreciate you. I don't feel like he's that guy.
Yeah, like he'd look at you and he'd go, are those eyelashes plastic? You know what I mean? He'd ask. He'd want to know how you were damaging the environment because you've got eyelash extensions.
Yeah.
You're like, bro, it's not a big deal. They're eyelash extensions.
Yeah.
I don't know. These are genuine.
They make me feel pretty.
Yeah, these are genuine horsehair. I don't know what they are.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
I don't ask questions. How funny.
Okay, what celebrity can you just get rid of?
It's a tie between Kim Kardashian and her husband, Kanye West.
What? And
really?
Kanye?
Yeah.
I see the Kanye.
I feel like we can get rid of at least one of the Kardashians. I know Rob's kind of already out the door, but still. And then Kanye, it's good that you found the Lord, but.
You know what? I love Kanye when he's not being Kanye. Does that make any sense at all?
Yeah, what does that mean? If you took out one thing about Kanye.
Just stop when he's not on stage. Kanye is awesome.
Yeah.
Kanye, like there was a David Blaine thing on TV the other day that I just stumbled on, and Kanye was just being Kanye, and it was and he's great.
You can't get rid of Kanye because my dream is to go to Sunday service. So when he starts bringing that stuff on tour, I'm going to Sunday service.
4 hour drive, just go.
You have to be invited to that stuff. You can't just show up. Like, you have to be invited.
I got a feeling that there's got to be a way we could get you in.
Like, I feel like if we hit up our boss, he might know a guy who knows a guy.
If he never put out a hit record again, we could work an angle.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! I know it sounds funny to want to talk about this now because it really does seem like it was like a month ago How was Valentine's Day for everybody?
Ours was very quiet in our household.
You didn't go to the House of Love?
We did not. It is the tradition for us to go to Casa de Amore, House of Love. We did not go to the House of Love this year. Instead, we went and saw a movie, which was really good, by the way.
The romance is already over.
The romance is not over. By the way, go to the movie theater on Valentine's Day. There was no one there.
Right?
For real?
Yeah.
No one.
Yeah, perfect to find parking, everything.
We found princess parking. That's funny that you brought
up. I'm assuming, did you go on Friday as well?
Yeah.
What'd y'all do?
We saw Sonic the Hedgehog, and I didn't even think till last minute. I was like, I wonder what my grandmother's doing today. Because she divorced like so long ago. So I called her up and she came with us. It was really nice. No, parking wasn't an issue.
Barely. I didn't even know your grandma was in town. Your grandma lives in town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Grandma, come on a Valentine's Day.
Yeah, she was all happy and raving to the whole family the whole weekend.
Of course. How many grandkids are there?
Oh, gosh.
Ish. If you had to guess.
I think there's probably 35 of us.
Stop it.
I'm the oldest.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. So I'll forever be her favorite.
You're the oldest of 35 grandkids.
Yep. What's the youngest?
Dang. I don't know, maybe 7?
Oh, wow. She's younger than your son. That's crazy.
Well, so there's great. So your Dwayne's great grandkid is there. Oh, no. And if you're the oldest, then there's no great greats.
There is a great great. Yeah.
There is. Baby's having babies.
Baby's having babies. That's insane to me.
I love that.
Yeah.
Because you know how many there are in my family? Me. No, there's me and three cousins.
Okay.
Grandparents are all gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we're not that old. But there's like five. There were like 5 grandkids. You have like 35. Yeah. That's awesome. And so you're the favorite.
Yeah, well, I honestly think it depends who she's in front of.
But of
I will forever be the queen of the grandkids.
I'm the first. You're the first?
Yeah. You're her favorite right now because you took her out on Valentine's
Day. That's right. Who else called her on Valentine's Day? Nobody. That and otherwise she'd have just been sitting alone.
Yeah.
Watching Murder, She Wrote reruns.
Why does it have to be Murder, She Wrote?
Because that's what old people do.
Is that what they watch?
That's what old people do.
I love Lucy reruns.
On that one TV channel that nobody else can find. I think it's a secret thing that once you turn like 75 years old.
They just put it on there?
No, they send you the notice that they go, here's the TV channel that Murder, She Wrote.
That's funny.
My mother-in-law is the same thing. She watches Chicago PD and all those other old people shows and Westerns. There's some channel that's got all the Western movies on it.
Chicago PD's never old people.
I understand. Well, it is for her. It's her thing. No, like literally she watches the Chicago PD marathon. I never learned this until she went back into the hospital.
All right.
You know, and now it's, yeah. Anyway.
How was your Valentine's Day?
Huh?
How was your Valentine's Day?
That was so long ago. I don't remember.
You don't remember what you did?
I just don't. No, it was great. We went to the restaurant. It was fantastic. The restaurant's a little bougie.
Okay.
And it's fine, but it's in our neighborhood. So everyone's gone. I mean, please. So, yeah. So we got the 5:30 reservation because it's so, you know, it's busy. And because we get up at 3 in the morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know,
is the one thing. We do eat earlier. So it's like,
So it's fine. So we were like the second ones into the restaurant. It was amazing. And it was fantastic.
That's great.
We had a lovely time. And then I covered most of this on the Before the Show show. Then should we just get into it? Let's make this official here really quick.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Set a corporate hosting gig over the weekend.
All weekend.
Sure. No, it was actually just all day Sunday. It was all day Sunday. I know it looked like it was spread out.
Yeah.
For me, it was not. It was all day Sunday. And then I do another thing tonight. I introduce country star Brett Eldridge.
Oh,
ladies
okay.
and gentlemen, which is weird because when Miss Universe used to be in town, when Miss USA and Miss Universe used to be in town, yes. and I used to do all the stuff with them, I've done a show with him there as well.
Oh, fine.
And so I'm very excited because he's a very nice man and I'm very excited. He's very good looking. So I'm excited to go see him. But over the weekend, I got to interview Venus Williams on stage.
That is the
bit.
Coolest thing ever.
And I was,
that's awesome.
And I was kind of the opening act for Tammy Pescatelli, who's one of my favorite comedians.
Yeah.
And Sherry Shepherd, who we all know. And they were lovely, and they told me I was funny. No,
which is the highest compliment a comedian can ever pay you.
Scary as F.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, because, you know, you go out and then Tammy's like, oh, I was watching you on the monitors. You're funny. You have great. She told me I had great presence.
Oh, that's so good.
I know. And I was so proud. I was like, oh, I wish my mom was here. So after Valentine's, then what was the absolute best? Was that the absolute best part of your weekend, Lil Jess?
No, yesterday we had a family over, and my goddaughter, her name is Avery Rose. She's sitting at the end of the table while all of us are discussing. In my family, we can discuss politics without it getting out of hand.
Right.
So we're having a political discussion, and then all of a sudden I hear, "That's my dress. No, that's my dress. Give me my dress. That's my dress." And I look over, and she's got a little Joker action figure. And a baby doll action figure, which I gave her for Valentine's Day. Joker has on the dress.
Uh-huh.
And the baby doll's naked. And they're fighting over the dress.
Kids are awesome.
They're so funny.
Kids are so awesome.
They really are.
That's so that was amazing. Cool.
And were there people on opposite sides of the issue on the political conversation?
Yes. Yeah.
And no fighting?
No.
That's amazing.
What's that like?
It's pretty cool.
Oh, I want to come to your house. No, really. I want to have discussions with other people and not have it devolve into name calling. Like, I mean, just to watch people's heads explode. I thought the pictures, this is not a political statement. The mere thought of the of Air Force One flying by at Daytona. Oh my God, how cool was that?
Right.
And then just immediately it just evolves into just people just like about politics and all of that. I'm very excited for NASCAR weekend this week. And we've got tickets coming up in just a little bit. If you heard, there was a horrible wreck at the very end of Daytona yesterday. Oh. And at the end of the Daytona 500, the guy who was in the wreck is going to be fine. He's stable, serious condition, not life-threatening.
Yeah.
If you hadn't heard, his name's Ryan Newman. It was horrible.
Crash is horrible.
I haven't seen anything like that in years.
Wow. Since Earnhardt Sr., probably. That's what they were saying.
The Earnhardt Sr., I'll just say it. The Earnhardt Sr., the reason why the comparisons are there, because when he passed, the wreck wasn't that bad. It was just bad. Bad luck, a lot of bad.
Exactly.
Where he passed. But the wreck wasn't terrible. You know what I mean? This was flippity-flippity and flames. And
over
stuff.
Cars, over other yeah, cars. Like wow. Oh, my
just
God.
Awful.
When the flames started, I was so scared.
The comparison, I think, is just that everything at Daytona just got quiet. Just got super quiet. And it was scary stuff.
Yeah. I'm glad he's going to be okay.
Yeah, we hope. Yeah. I mean, so far, so good. It looks like. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Saturday, I just had to fix our sink because our sink plug thing like broke off, and so like I could put the plug in, but it doesn't have like didn't follow the little mm-hmm. I don't know how to describe it. Didn't follow, like you couldn't pull up and pull down.
Yeah, it won't go up and
like,
down
for the stopper. So your do-it-yourselfer over here did it and fixed it, and so I feel like the queen of DIY.
Good for you.
No plumber needed. This girl's got it.
Did you take pipes apart?
I did. I took pipes apart.
To get in to get
excuses
out?
To clean them too, so it worked out really well.
YouTube video or all on your own?
All on my own.
Hey.
Was it disgusting?
Yeah, it was gross.
It's really gross.
Yeah, I'm like,
if you ever want to find out what a filthy animal you are, and through no fault of your own, take apart your bathroom pipes.
Oh God,
You are a disgusting pig. Yeah, and you don't even mean, you don't mean to be. You don't want to be.
Nope.
You're not doing it on purpose. It's just how life is.
Yeah, it's pipes, man. It's gross.
Ew. All right, let's go. 702-364-9898. NASCAR tickets for the Pennzoil 400 this Sunday. There's a grand prize. You go wherever I go. I was going to say that Kayla's going to go with you, and she's bailing on it.
I know. I can't go. I have something important happening, so I can't tell you what it is.
I'm not saying anything because she told me, and I'll blurt it out, and it's a secret.
Yeah.
No, it's a secret, and I'm petrified that I'm going to ruin the I'm not saying anything.
Thank you.
You'll get to meet my best friend John.
John's coming into town.
Yeah, John's coming into town too. And yeah, and you're missing it. Aww. He's fun.
I love John.
Yeah, he'd buy you beers too. 4-pack of front of the line passes to see the new movie from Disney Pixar, Onward, or Fandango movie passes. Go see whatever you want. 702 364-9898. Just tell us what the absolute best part of your weekend was.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
I love the how everybody's different. You know what I mean? Everybody's got a different thing.
Yeah.
That's the absolute best. Devin, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Got new rims for my car.
Hell yeah, man. See?
new rings new, for his
no,
what?
No, rims.
Oh,
got
rims.
Got new rims.
That's fun.
On his car.
Okay.
On a new rims. On his, did you get spinners? Did you get spinners, Devin?
Not yet.
Is that still a thing?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to think of the most ridiculous thing I could think of, and that's what I came up with.
That's really
spinners. Remember when that was so cool?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Man. He must be a drug dealer. He's got spinners. That's awesome. Hannah, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Well, the absolute best part of my weekend was Valentine's Day. My sister and my coworker went out, and we went and just had some Mexican food. And it was also the anniversary of me and my truck, so we were celebrating 4 years on Valentine's Day.
Did you do anything with your significant other?
Did you make out with your truck?
No, it might pick out my truck, but... He's pretty significant.
That's funny.
You know what's hilarious about this too? I get it. My anniversary of my truck is on Valentine's Day. What is this? It says on my screen. It says Surf City. What is that?
Yeah, that was the Mexican place we went to.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. In Northtown.
I was just going to say we did not give Hannah her proper greeting. And I apologize. For that. Thank you for covering me off. You're a good teammate, Hannah. Appreciate you.
Of course.
Our buddy Chris in Whitney Ranch. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
We went to Wine and Canvas. We got the gift cards for Christmas and used them. It was phenomenal. We got to paint a scene together.
Oh, that kind of thing. I'm like, what's Wine and Canvas? But I guess it's pretty self-explanatory.
He got some wine. He had some beer. We were painting. It was awesome.
That's really
it's one
cool.
of my favorite things to do is painting, especially when alcohol is involved.
Yeah, why not?
It's justified how bad it is.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
No,
by the way, do y'all see the story? Today is National Drink Wine Day, not to be confused with National Wine Day, which is May 25th, different one. This is National Drink Wine Day. And the price of wine is dropping, mainly because they've got a surplus of grapes in California, I guess. One expert says that right now that we are going to get and I quote them, the best wine retail values in 20 years.
Wow.
They're saying low wine prices may last for even 3 years before they start to go up again.
Oh,
Hallelujah. Today's a great day.
Build that, the cellar, what is it? The cellar? Yeah, wine cellar.
That's great. Good for them.
I know one person that has a wine cellar, and they're way too rich. They really are. Donna from the Northwest, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Well, Friday, my youngest daughter and I toured UNLV because she's planning on going to UNLV next year.
Go Rebels.
And then I have extended family in town, and we just got to spend the weekend with the extended family and reminiscing and having fun and visiting and eating and just enjoying everybody.
No, that's really good. That seems to be a common thread. Of course, with a long weekend, sure. that's gonna happen. DLK, by the way, welcome back, DLK, to the
DLK
show. So you had people from out of town as well?
We did, yeah. Some friends came in to celebrate their son's 21st birthday, so
ooh.
Yeah, we had dinner. They went clubbing. I didn't go to the club. I'm not into that kind of thing.
No, you don't need that kind of aggravation.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know what I mean? That's
your feet absolutely are going to hurt. Your lower back's not going to recover.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
you made the right decision.
I'll save all the walking and the crazy drinking for this weekend at NASCAR.
Yeah, thank you. I was just going to say the same thing. We'll see you this weekend. Hang on a second. And Tammy in Green Valley, so your story also involves people out of town.
It does. My husband and my daughters and I moved here from Illinois just over a year ago. It was a year in November. And we've been begging my sister to come out here with her kids and her husband, and I haven't been able to kind of get everything lined up. But she called me over the weekend and told me that they're for sure coming out this summer to visit us. They're going to take a road trip out here and spend a week out here with us.
Awesome.
So,
that's fine.
I was gonna tell you. Maybe summer's not the best time to have them come out. But If you've ever been to Illinois in the summer, too, at least we don't have that humidity. God.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. now that's fun. That's all fun. Sounds like everybody had a great weekend. Thank you for listening to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
If you're listening on purpose, you're a P1.
All right.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Have y'all watched that Kelly Clarkson show yet?
I have not.
I haven't watched it either. I love her.
Yeah.
We love her.
I just, she can be a little over the top at times. And so I don't know if I necessarily want to watch her in a host role.
Boy, isn't that, for any of us on this show, isn't that the pot calling the kettle?
I know, right? But I heard she's great at that. I just haven't watched it yet.
I guess Constance Wu was on there the other day talking about her prep work for the movie Hustlers. Did you see Hustlers?
Yes.
My wife said J-Lo's really good in it, but the movie itself's not great.
I agree.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you did see it.
Yeah.
I have a question. Because when you went to the strip club like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, something like that.
When was the last time you were in a strip club, Kayla?
It's been 3 years, maybe. Maybe if not longer. So.
It was before I met my wife. I was trying to think of it.
So it's been 12 years for you guys? I mean, it's because it's been, you and Amy have been together for a hot second.
Oh, 09, Amy and I got together. So this was before that.
Okay.
It was Valentine's Day, too.
Ah!
It was the Valentine's Day before I met her.
That's funny.
Yes, it was like 2 weeks before I met her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I wasn't doing anything. It was like, as I recall, I went on a date and the date was, you know what I mean? So I was like, well, you know.
Did you go by yourself or did you go with people?
Yeah. Can I tell you something really embarrassing?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't happen very often. I'm one of those people, because I've been in town as long as I have and do as much stuff as I do, I do get recognized sometimes.
Yeah.
It's always the most inopportune time. It's never when you want to get recognized.
Like when you're at this strip club by yourself. You have to admit it's funny.
Oh, and yeah, pathetically funny.
Yes. That is entertaining.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Girl comes over and she goes, she calls her friend over. Hey, I should bring my friend over. Well, this sounds like a great idea. You know? Great.
For she polite goes, conversation? Yeah.
No. And she goes, look, it's Chet Buchanan. Great.
Oh,
I politely left.
Yes.
I did. I hung out for a second. I don't have to go to the restroom. Left.
Why'd you leave?
Dude, I don't need that. It's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed. Can you tell I'm sweating ever so slightly? Just even talking about this. So Constance Wu went undercover to get ready for the movie Hustlers, and as you can imagine, did all right.
I did work at a strip club to get ready for Hustlers.
You did?
I went undercover.
What did you have to do?
I gave lap dances to strangers.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
You're not lying. You're not lying.
I made $600, my friend.
Oh, my God. I love it.
That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the important part of that. So the question I have, are lap dances still $20?
I don't know because I was going to ask when I went, but I'm assuming
you did not indulge? There.
Sorry, my headphone cord is breaking up. What'd you say?
I said, so you did.
Stop, I'm
mouthing words at her. No, I'm just, I was kidding. No, so you did not indulge?
Oh, no, I indulged. I just didn't do a lap dance. I made it rain on the stage.
So,
I just didn't do it personal.
I know that the last time that I actually had a lap dance, the guy gave the girl $60.
No way.
But this was 6 years ago and it was in Tampa and they have a lot of strip clubs there too. So I don't know if that's protocol or if he was just like, yeah, I'm going to pay you extra because you're going to give this girl a lap dance. I'm okay.
Yeah, you make it grimy.
Yeah.
Make it a good one.
Do all the stuff.
Right.
Do all the stuff.
Right. I think that's what that was.
Probably.
I think the $60 was for the hot sauce.
Yeah. I was like, and you guys know me. This is so uncomfortable. I'm like, oh, don't do that. No, I don't want it. I don't. What is the dipping? Why are we doing the face dip?
So my only question was that if it was, in fact, still $20, then how much of the $20 does the girl get?
Oh, I don't.
Yeah, because my friend used to be a stripper, and then not only did they had to tip out the security, tip out the DJ, and I think there was one more person. I was like, is it really even worth it?
Yeah, you got to like pay rent. Right?
I'm like, wow, that's too much. You do all the work.
Right.
And you're tipping everybody out.
They provide the venue.
Exactly. And the security. So
that's how our company feels about it. We provide you with the equipment. We provide you with everything you need. You get in here and get to work.
Yeah.
No, I just wondered, so do you believe the $600 story? Because if it's 20 bucks and let's assume she got to keep all of that, that's 30 lap dances in one night.
I totally, totally believe that she made $600, mainly because I would, when I would go hang out at strip clubs, guys would try to throw money at me. And I'm like, I'm not even working here. I'm just getting a drink at the bar.
And she's
happening right now.
And she's Constance Wu and we are not.
Yeah.
Well, and it didn't hurt that you were wearing a thong and heels.
Yeah, that as well.
Chep Buchanan.
I listen in the mornings.
The Chep Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
No, so again, it's a good feeling story of the day. I just don't know how I feel about this.
Okay.
Because if you're having a little motivation, this might be workout motivation for today. It totally is. But I'm like, dude, seriously? 62-year-old guy named Joseph Grunfeld from Piermont, New York. God bless you, sir. Climbed Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania earlier this month. Oh, and by the way, he can barely walk.
What?
Joe was born with a heart murmur. He's had 3 back surgeries. He had a stroke that left one of his arms numb. He has arthritis, and he had knee surgery after he was mugged 3 years ago. Wow. As a result, he barely walked. But he joined up with a group called Friends of Access that helps people with disabilities accomplish amazing things, like climbing a mountain that's damn near 20,000 feet tall.
Right?
19,341 feet, if you must know.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, like, there's part of it I'm like, I wouldn't even know how to go about climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. Would they let me go?
There's like an entry point somewhere.
Would I get to?
Like, yeah, like, and then what happens from there?
And then Joe's like, whatever, bye. You know what I mean? As he passes you. It's like, do you ski?
No, I mean, I do, but I haven't done
you
it in
have.
Years. Yeah.
You've gone.
I've gone before, yes.
I'm assuming, are you not good?
I'm okay.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? You know
I can get on the ski lift and go down.
This is where I can't get off the ski lift.
Are you scared?
I just don't have the ability.
Is that graceful?
I'm just not athletically inclined to get off the stupid lift.
You know the videos? You see those move videos of the guy that like tries to get off and then he just face plants up that chest.
Yeah, no, that's totally me.
I'm sorry, you should laugh at that.
Yeah, you're laughing a little too hard.
Visually, it's awesome in my head.
No, you're not laughing too hard because it's bad. No, but you know, then you have the little kids that don't even have the poles yet and they're just like zip, 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 zip down the slopes. That's Joe, who could barely walk. Joseph was with 26 other people. 25 of them made it up the mountain with the help of walking sticks and lots of teamwork. It took them 6 days. By the time that they were at the summit, temperatures were in the single digits. Joseph says everybody in his life is, quote, in total shock that he was able to do it.
That's amazing.
Here's what he said, though, and this is real. It's all attitude. I was unbelievably inspired by the others with major injuries. These people are severely disabled, yet go out there and overcome great challenges.
Oh, wow.
Like climbing Mount Kilimanjaro when you can barely walk.
Yeah.
So do you think you could drag your tired, dead behind to after the long weekend? Can you drag yourself to the gym today?
I'll be there this afternoon.
Oh,
thank you so much, Joe.
Good for you. Good for you. I'm still on the fence. It's your good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLUC. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Catch the song of the day. Let's do this really quick. So there's layers to what's about to happen. Christine, who apparently she and I have worked together on projects before.
Oh.
Has had the weirdest thing come out of her Valentine's Day.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I'm not shocked by this, and it also gives me a little insight to what Christine thing is.
Interesting.
Right? Before we get to that, can we do Kesha's Song of the Day?
Please.
Four times today. Win them before you can buy them. Kesha tickets when you hear this song.
Don't stop, make it pop, DJ.
It seems odd for me as a fully formed adult male to really like that song.
It's so good.
I agree.
Even like 8 years later or whatever it is, it's still amazing.
TikTok by Kesha is your Kesha song. Obviously, who else would it be by? It's your Kesha song of the day. No, sorry. I'm very excited to talk to... I haven't talked to Christine ever. Hi, Christine.
Hi, how are you guys?
Oh, we're doing well. I'm not gonna say what we worked on together, but I know this Christine, I think.
Okay.
We have worked together. I think I know who she is. And if she is who I think she is, which I believe she is, this all makes sense. Valentine's Day turned into a little bit of a mess for you, didn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. My boss bought me a questionable Valentine's Day present. And my husband's insisting that I return it in protest.
Yeah, you don't find this questionable, necessarily. Do you?
I mean, so, like, I guess maybe if I tell you what it is, like, you can tell me if you think it's questionable. So, my boss got me a giant box of chocolate and a $100 gift card to Victoria's Secret.
Oh, wow.
It's
like the chocolate's okay. I'm cool with the chocolates, but then a Victoria's Secret.
What did your husband say?
Well, so like my husband, he thinks it's completely inappropriate and insists that I need to return it to him, and also like send him a message of like that's not cool. But I think that's a little bit much. Like my husband did point out that like no other employee got a card and a small box of chocolate. But, like, it's just a gift card. It's not, like, actual lingerie or anything. Like, I could get, like perfume and stuff. Either way, like, even though, like...
Yeah, because that's what I think of when I think of Victoria's Secret is the perfume collection that they have.
Let's not be judgmental too early.
I'm sorry. But I'm just being honest.
Even though we're all thinking it.
I'm not, like, instantly thinking it.
Because that's the beauty of Kayla, because we're all thinking it, but Kayla can't hold it. Not one more. Yeah, no, not one more second.
Well, and like nobody else is his personal assistant, so
that's
like
right.
I can understand why we could get like me a gift versus everybody else, but I don't know. I guess like, what do you guys think?
And that is a little more okay. But if I bought seriously, if I bought Christine, it's good to hear your voice. Thank you so much. I get what the issue is here. See, the issue. I don't think the issue is the gift. I think the issue is the gift. It's what Christine does moving forward.
Yeah.
Isn't that really what we're talking about here? I mean, we all know the gift's sketchy, right? I mean, didn't you go, whoa. You know what I mean? Like, you open up the card.
Cross your mind.
You open up the card and you're like, whoa. Because has he done something like this before?
He hasn't really done anything like this before. And like, it's just chocolate and a gift card. Like, I guess for me, I was like, I'm used to getting gift cards as gifts from bosses. I mean, I've never had one from Victoria's Secret specifically, but like,
right.
I mean, he's not like, he didn't send me a note. He didn't say like, oh my gosh, like get me, like let me know what you get. And like, again, like,
send me pictures.
They have a lot of things that you can buy. Like,
oh, you're being, okay, now you're being very
so
sweet.
I will side with her on this. I buy a lot of like my sweats from Victoria's
you're
Secret
both
that are
being very sweet. No, you're both being very sweet and you're both very naive. And that's wonderful. I think there needs to be more of you in this world. But this
but,
is do you okay, Christine, let me ask you too. You first.
How do you know that he obviously knows she's married, so isn't the gift really for the husband? Like go pick something
that's
out for
I
your
thought.
Husband.
Solid point.
Right?
Solid point.
Did the card say that? Did it say, this is for you and this is for your husband?
Go buy something for your husband. Let me ask you just one question. Yes or no? Do you think your boss is shooting his shot?
I don't think so. I don't think he has a shot. Like, again, like he knows I'm
better.
Married. And, yeah. So I don't think so.
All right. Well, again, it's great to hear your voice. Thank you so much for calling.
No problem. Good to talk to you, too.
Well, we'll catch up. All right. See you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You
think he's shooting a shot, don't you?
If it's the girl that I think it is, she's smoking hot.
Okay.
And it's the...
See,
I apologize for this. I'm sorry. I apologize for this. I'm weighing whether I should use there's a name in my head, and I'm going to use it. It's got a little Weinstein stank on it, doesn't it?
It feels like favoritism for me, and I get it. That's your personal assistant.
Oh, no, there's total favorite. No, there's total favoritism.
This is the problem is, like, it doesn't feel like Weinstein-y to me. It just feels like you're being extremely inappropriate at work.
Here's what I'm saying about the Weinstein part. That this is, we know each other through entertainment stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't even ask her if that's what she's still doing. But I'm assuming she is.
Okay.
Because that's kind of her deal. I don't know. And I purposely did not ask because, again, I didn't want to blurt anything out. The relationship with a personal assistant, they're your personal assistant. It's personal. Yep. Kind of like what we have. I mean, you know what I mean? Like we spend time with each other.
Intimate.
We know each other. It's yeah. Sometimes it gets, you know, it gets deep.
Yeah.
And I think he's probing. I mean, shooting his shot. But I think there was something to that. Now the question is, does she give it back to him? Do you give it back to him?
Oh, that is
because your husband wants you to. That's the real question. I'm not worried about the shooting the shot. She can handle herself. She's a big girl. She's been around the block a time or three.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I have an idea. I have an idea, but I don't think it's the one her husband wants to hear.
702-3. I do too, and it's devious and it's bad. It's 702-364-9898 right now.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen to it every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, Kayla and I were just talking about this, Christine. The industry, which is, you know, obviously somewhat pervasive here in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
The same people, you work with the same people a lot. You know, you'll run across.
Sure.
You'll run across people as you go that have done different things and different projects and whatnot. This weekend, one of the
Western Veterinary Conference,
WVC, yes, mm-hmm. which continues today, Mandalay Bay Convention. one of the camera operators I worked with on a cable access show when I was 20.
Oh wow!
She was a camera operator. We had this. Some dude called me, and we did this show called Hot Ticket. And it was, you know, like an entertainment thing, kind of like the Moore Show.
Oh, okay, here, yeah.
But it was cable access. For cable access, it was all right. And literally, this is a true story. We were the lead-in to the number one show on, I believe, what they called Multnomah County Cable, I believe is what it was. Mm. We were the lead-in show to the Bong Hit Championships, which
no,
it was like a call-in show, and and it was exactly what you think it is. Okay, okay, bro, okay, go, and they time it.
That's funny.
And it was the biggest show on cable access.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah. So anyway, people run across each other quite a bit, and I think I really do believe I know this, Christine.
Okay.
So some of this makes sense. Christine is a personal assistant. Her boss got her a big box of chocolates for Valentine's Day. And what was it, $100 Victoria's Secret card?
$100.
$100 at Vicky's Secret. Which Kayla's like, well, you could buy socks there.
I mean, you can. They do technically. I buy a lot of stuff that's not lingerie from there. But we all know. Can we all agree? We all know what Victoria's Secret is.
We know what this is.
Okay. This is what I'm saying. Like, you know the message that a Victoria's Secret's gift card said.
Let's knock this. Because this is not the issue. The issue is not, is it possible that that this guy is a bit out of touch and he's like, what a girl's like. Victoria's Secret, and he got her a card.
Yeah, she
is
could,
it possible?
It is possible. It's possible that she could have those sprays on her desk, and he maybe looked at her desk, was like, oh, I can get her Victoria's Secret. She seems to like it.
But when I brought that up, she didn't mention anything like that. So I feel like if she really, I was like, they have all that stuff. I'm not like, I feel like she would say that.
But he might be out of touch, like you were saying.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think he's probing. I think he's shooting his shot.
Okay.
Big box of chocolates and the Victoria's Secret. I think he's, it's possible. I don't trust guys a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And who knows in that personal position? I mean, if we're just throwing out the scenario, with the personal assistant thing, they could have a very tight relationship and she could have like one day just complained about her husband and then he saw an open door.
And this is not on her. You know what I mean? This is not on her
yeah.
in the least. If it's the person that I believe it is, she's friendly, great at what she does. I get the idea that somebody might get the wrong idea because she's so outgoing.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? You heard her. And she also would not think that. You know what I mean? Because she doesn't care. She loves her husband. That's the deal. Now, the husband has found out about this big box of chocolates and the Victoria's Secret. Apparently, he's cool with the box of chocolates. You can keep that. He wants her to give back the Victoria's Secret card.
That's funny.
Because he wants to send a message.
I don't think that's the solution, but I get where he's coming from. I don't think that's the solution at all.
Aaron, you say she should give it back, and I'm amazed it's all dudes calling in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
That's weird to me. But Aaron, you think she should give it back. Why?
Absolutely. Not only do I think she should give it back for his sake, she should give it back for her own sake. I think it's sending a bad message to accept something like that. I wish there was like a male equivalent of Victoria's Secrets. Like, how would you feel if your husband received a $100 man Victor's Secret gift card, you know, for, you know?
Victor's Secret.
Victor's Secret, yeah.
Yeah.
It sets a bad example.
Okay, but then now, honestly, you're going to ruin this relationship with this boss.
Yeah, you got to find a way around it. You can't say it's because my husband feels uncomfortable about this, because then at holiday Christmas parties and everything that moving forward, it's going to be so like awkward and there's going to be so much tension. So you got to come up with a better excuse. I don't know what that excuse is if you're going to return it, though.
I love this. Your eyes are squinting. You're contemplating.
I am.
I like it. You're formulating.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, keep that cooking. Keep that cooking. We'll let that stay in the oven just for another couple of minutes. I'll come back to you. Mike in Providence, what was your question?
So I just want to know what kind of gift card was, right? Because the Victoria's Secret gift card could also be pink. And if she's in the office wearing pink sweaters saying, oh, I just got this new pink shirt, I really like it. Pink is like the young person's Victoria's Secrets. Victoria's yeah. Secrets is over a certain age, right? So if he's under the age of 40 and he's having a conversation with his personal assistant and she talks about these things, then he did nothing wrong. And I'm a married man who takes jealousy sometimes. But if he's over the age of 40 and he's getting her a Victoria's Secret VS gift card, that's suspect. That's questionable. But if he's out buying a gift card for his wife and some chocolates for his wife, and he happens to pick his assistant up a gift card for some pink stuff because she's younger looking, hip or trendy, then it's kind of the right thing.
So this is my thing. She never mentioned it when we brought this up. She never mentioned, oh, I'm a huge fan of Victoria's Secrets. Victoria's Secret. She never mentioned any of this. And I feel like if she was a fan, she'd be like, oh, well, I constantly wear those sweaters around the office. When that was brought up, that's the reason I'm saying that this is completely out of character for this guy to do this, or not out of character.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah,
out of bounds.
Out of bounds.
Is he out of bounds?
And for me, there's a couple of more questions. Right? Absolutely. On face value, real suspect. On face value, you can't buy somebody else's wife things like that. But that's a 3-minute conversation on the radio. We don't know their history, their background, their story. That's what makes it tough, because we all have motivations, right? We all have things that drive us. And if they've been together for a while and they have a relationship personally, and he knows her husband, then, you know, like you said, maybe he's just doing her husband a favor.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe he thinks he's helping him.
Yeah.
And the husband's screwing this up.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
I don't. Well,
that's the tough part.
Yeah, I don't
think that's really the tough part.
Thanks a lot.
You're going to ruin a relationship, like you said. You have the potential to ruin a great professional relationship, closing doors around the city, being rude potentially.
Well, thanks a lot, Mike. I don't think you've helped us at all. I don't. All right, brother. Have a great day. No, thank you.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, boy. You know what? I'm going to leave names out of this. Let's just.
Please.
So we already talked about Christine, the husband in question. So it turns out, like, you and I never met, but I do know Christine, right? The one that I'm thinking of is the right one.
Yeah, you know, my wife, she is, like you guys know, she's a good-looking girl. She's hot, like I say.
Yep.
And, you know, she would never say it for her own reasons, but, you know, she is the hottest girl in the office. And
okay. I mean, don't get me wrong. I totally believe you, but everyone thinks their wife is, like, the hottest girl.
No, she stands out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, you know, she's actually younger than most of the women in there. And, you know, he has a type. You know, every company outing, you know, he's with a petite blonde that looks very, very, very close and similar to my wife. And I don't know, man. I just feel like that a lingerie gift card is crossing the line, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And pretty much, you know, my wife, she's the sweetest woman on the planet. And she could be a little naive. And pretty much she doesn't see how this looks or speaks to her, you know? I'm really upset. This has gotten to, like, my last nerves, and I don't know who else to talk to about this. But I want to send a message to this guy and be like, dude, like, my wife is off limits. You know, she cannot accept these gifts from him. I mean, it's not normal, you know?
Yes. Yes. It just seems a little, I don't know why the $100 Victoria's Secret just seems like not. It's like, man.
I just want to know what he thinks is the solution of just going in there and putting the gift card on his office desk and go, I'm done.
Exactly.
I don't want this. Yeah. Like, what? How does she do this?
You said go around him and go to HR.
Yeah, I was thinking about going to HR, but she's totally against it. Yeah. And she's like, no, babe, you don't have to do that. You know, it's just a gift card. You know, she said I pretty much have told her she should at least take the card back, right? I mean, I understand that she's his personal assistant. You know, she's been working with him for years, but this is just beyond, you know, this is just beyond. And I've been seeing it for a while. Like I said, every company outing, you know, he's with a woman who looks identical, almost identical to my wife, you know?
And now we also know that he's not married. We didn't ask that question.
Yeah, so he's pretty much, you know, he's a single guy. You know, what does he have to lose? Who knows if he's one of those guys that are into, you know, sleeping with personal assistants and stuff like that? Because, listen, it happens, you know? And I trust my wife. I love my wife. I don't feel.
You don't want to put her in a bad situation. I completely get that. Because if she accepts it and he takes it the wrong way, if she takes this gift card, and let's say she goes and buys something from Victoria's Secret, and it's something like the sweater, like the guy earlier was talking about their pink collection, and she wears it to work, he the whole time could be thinking, oh, I bought that for her. You know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, there is a stink to it a little bit, and that's the reason. But I don't think she can go back. I'm sorry, dude. I don't think she can go back in and give him back this gift card.
It's also got some Weinstein stank on it. Roberto, we're kind of up against it. I want to grab some calls, but you know what? Thanks for very rarely do people call in and give their side, and so we appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you, guys.
All right, brother.
Thank you.
I'll see you around. Right. Yeah, I'll run into them. He's a good dude, too.
Yeah. Oh, that stinks.
Well, all right. Rita, what do you do here?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Rita. What do you do here?
Oh, okay. I'm a truck driver.
No. What do you do in this situation?
Oh, in this situation, what I would do is just go and buy some of those casual sweatpants and just wear them to work on the casual Friday, because I think the boss wants her to think of him whenever she's wearing whatever she bought at Victoria's Secret.
I got you.
So just do that.
Your gift every time. I don't know.
You.
I don't know.
Ew. That's some creepy website stuff.
Oh, God. Oh my God.
Is it that serious? Are we throwing too much at this?
I'm sure there is a much greater chance that this is completely innocent. But the idea that the husband told us that this is his type, and I get it. That's probably why she honestly got hired in the first place, was she was qualified and he likes looking at her.
If he goes, so what'd you buy with the gift card? Then you're like, that's it. I mean, all right. That's enough.
That's funny.
Andrea, does she need to give back the gift card?
No. No. 100% no.
Well, then what?
It's a great. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I'm just because her husband is very, doesn't like it at all. And I feel like that should come first in a lot of this situation is how your significant other feels.
True. But, you know, with all due respect to her husband, I mean, he's the one that's ultimately going to enjoy it, right? And Victoria's Secret isn't just lingerie anymore. I mean, it's everything. It's jumpsuits, it's yogas, it's, you know, fragrance and makeup and all that fun stuff. It is expensive. And, you know, ultimately he's going to enjoy it. So with all due respect to her husband, I mean, he may be a little jealous or a little controlling. But he's ultimately going to be the one that enjoys it anyway. So it's a nice gift.
I agree with that. Yeah.
By the way, my phone is blowing up. I did out her husband.
Oh, that's no.
It's all right. It's a fairly common name, so it's all right.
Yeah.
But is the boss, here's my only concern with this. Is the boss really thinking, well, she could get a lovely pair of sweatpants? that's the only thing. I mean, I would like to believe that this guy's going, well, women like Victoria's Secret, so that's what I'm going to get her. He said,
you'd like to think it's innocent.
I'd like to think that. I don't necessarily believe that, but I'd like to believe that he's trying to be thoughtful.
Okay.
Annette, what do you think?
Maybe he had someone, he said to someone, I need to get a gift for this girl. And maybe they said, how old is she? So he's, and they said, and they went and bought the gift for her, the card.
I get, yeah. I mean, unless he went to like, you know, got it off the gift card tree at Albertsons. You know what I'm saying?
Because
otherwise.
If it was like, I feel like there is some significance to that. If he went into the store and got it as opposed to getting the Walgreens one.
You know what? I'm even more, or Walgreens, wherever. Like he did not go to Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
To get the gift card. So I imagine, okay, he's sitting there, and this is no offense to anybody else, but he's sitting there, he's going, okay, my personal assistant, she's young, she's hot, she's just the type I like. you know, what am I going to
do? These are all the thoughts that are going through his head.
Okay, but, you know, but he's like, let me see.
Pottery Barn.
Applebee's, no. Best Buy, no.
Not very techie, no.
Best Buy, no.
But that's true. They had mentioned that. She is kind of his type. So just like you were saying, oh, she's kind of like the women that I've dated. So maybe he's used to women being in lingerie.
Ah.
And so he's like, yeah, maybe she would like this because I date young, hot chicks.
Red Lobster, no. Victoria's Secret.
And
he's like, Victoria's Secret, thank you, Jesus. Something that finally makes sense to any of this. Mario, what's your thought?
So as far as trying to return the item, you can't really do that. Like you said, you don't want to blow her shot or get bad as in the industry. You politely kind of just address the situation and say, oh, you know, I really appreciate the gift, but I think my husband appreciated even more after what I got.
Good morning.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Everybody likes to think they're pretty normal. But at the same time, everybody likes to believe that they're unique and kind of weird.
Yeah.
We're based on your morning, by your morning rituals, your morning habits, we'll find out just how weird you are.
Okay.
In just 2 seconds. But first, Kesha's Song of the Day, win them before you can buy them. Kesha tickets, Pearl Theater, Inside the Palms, May 1st. Those tickets, I'm assuming, go on sale this Friday.
They're already on sale.
Okay.
Well, that doesn't make them win them before you can buy them.
I'm thinking of something
seems
else.
Seems to cause a problem. A promotion. The idea. In any event, we'll get that. I should have already had that. Meanwhile, though, here's the really important thing. How about let's just say it like this. free cash in tickets.
All right.
Which, who cares when you can buy them? They free. When you hear this song today. TikTok, your Kesha song of the day. Four times today. We're actually going to do this twice before the end of the show. We should probably get on it. Twice before the end of the show.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
What time are you thinking?
Thanks for asking. I don't know. but twice before the end of the show, then Tyler Fox will do it twice in his show between 3 and 4 and 5 and 6. How about for us?
Slams paper down. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Someone has decided.
825-ish.
825.
820. How about 825-ish? The first of four times today that we will play the Kesha song of the day so that you can win. Did anybody see? I see you both typing furiously. Are you looking to find out when those tickets go on sale?
The Ticketmaster link is saying there's an interruption, so I'm trying to find out right now.
Excellent. Well, I mean, honestly, it really doesn't matter. I mean, it's good to help them promote the product.
Yeah.
But we can get to all that in just a minute. Are you weird in the morning? I think we all think that we're fairly normal. Do you wake up to an alarm, Kayla?
I do.
Do you wake up to an alarm, Lil Jess?
Yes. Do you?
I do. Although, not every day. A lot of times I wake up probably like 10 minutes before the alarm goes off.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oddly, I just do. Like, I know it's time. I woke up every day this weekend at exactly 3:00 in the morning.
Oh, that's
as if the alarm was going to go off.
Your internal alarm went off.
Yeah, weird. 87% of people wake up to an alarm. 13% do not. Do you use your phone for an alarm clock, Kayla?
I do use my phone.
Lil Jess.
Yes.
85% are now using their phone as an alarm clock. 6%. I don't know what a regular alarm. I guess a clock without a radio on it.
Yeah, just I guess like so. I have one of those.
It's so funny because I have one of those, but I don't use it to set the alarm. I use it just to look at the time.
Sure. 2%. This is where I come into the weird faith. I'll take a picture of it later and show it to you. I have a sweet clock radio. And it's got a CD player on it. I've used it for as long as I can remember.
Interesting.
I believe I've only had two alarms my entire life. One that I got from my mom when I was little, like it was a hand-me-down.
Okay.
And then when that thing finally broke, my mom bought me another one.
That's amazing.
And that's the one. And I've had it. Like, literally, I've had it years and years. And I keep waiting for it to die.
And it just won't die.
No, it just won't die. So, no, I can't. So I
get burned by mine one time, so I don't use it ever again.
Burned?
It didn't go off for me one morning. Oh. So now I set like 4 alarms on my phone.
God, I'm the same way. Every 15 minutes.
First thing you do in the morning is what?
Brush my teeth.
First thing you do in the morning?
Complain that I had to get up.
Second thing you do in the morning?
Go to the restroom.
Because nobody's listening. Yeah. Oh, you know what? I probably do that. They say, 6 out of 10, first thing, the 3 out of 5, first thing they do in the morning is check their phone.
I guess that makes sense.
I check my phone while I'm going to the bathroom. Isn't that what we all do?
I check emails as soon as I wake up in the morning, yeah.
Do you have breakfast every day?
No.
Which is horrible.
I mean, I've heard that you don't really need breakfast. It's not the most important meal of the day anymore, but like, I'm just not that hungry.
Eat when you're hungry.
Yeah.
No, eat when you're hungry. 36% have breakfast every day. 55% have breakfast sometimes. 19% never have it. You make a bed?
Never.
I can't. My boyfriend's still sleeping when we get up. So I make my side. Do you really?
I do. Well, I mean, make is...
I pull the covers up.
My wife says it qualifies as making. 25% make their bed.
Interesting.
Do you shower every day?
Yes.
Shower every morning?
Have to.
Only 25% shower every morning.
Oh, really?
I do. That's how I wake up.
Yeah, I like to at least rinse your body off.
44% shower at night. 31% say they sometimes shower in the morning, but often will skip it. Do you get out of bed immediately?
No.
No.
I went on this no snooze thing for a couple of weeks, and now I broke back down. But I'm like, snoozing is the absolute worst.
That's what they say.
It makes you more tired because you don't get back into REM sleep, so it makes you even more tired and exhausted in the morning.
You let your clothes out the night before?
No.
I plan. Like, I know it doesn't seem like it to look at me. Actually, that's the problem. I plan.
You plan this?
Exactly. I plan the night before, and then I put it on in the dark. So that's how you end up with this, with all of this. All right, Kesha's song of the day coming up probably in the next 30 minutes, maybe even a little bit sooner, 8:25-ish. And we have to, here's the deal. She let us know on Friday. Her name is Emily. Let us know on Friday. She's been with her boyfriend for 5 years. If he did not propose, she was out.
Yeah.
She was tired of the excuses. Let me dig and see what happened.
Okay.
Let me dig and see if we can find out what happened, because she hasn't checked back in yet.
Oh, gosh.
So we'll find out if Emily, because Emily, unless he proposed on Valentine's Day, she'd had
she
it.
She was done.
She was done. Because she thought it was going to happen at Thanksgiving when the whole family was around.
Yeah.
Because they believed it was the last, like, grandma was coming and all of that, and it didn't. Then he didn't do it. Then she thought maybe Christmas. No. Then maybe New Year's. No. Now Valentine's Day. She was like, Valentine's Day, if he doesn't do it, I'm out. So we'll check in on that. And then I have another question.
Okay.
Then I have another question that it seemed like it was a question just for guys, but I think it's for everybody. We'll get into it next.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
By the way, I have to point out, if you've just joined the show in the last little bit, Kayla's eyelashes are fantastic today.
Yes. I got them done on Saturday night, and I feel like a brand new person today.
Yeah, no, they're spectacular. She's rocking the baseball hat and the eyelashes today. It's good. And little Jess got her hair did.
Uh-huh. Looking all fiery over there.
Thank you.
There's something going on over there.
You shaved?
With that hair. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I asked. I did this hosting gig over the weekend. Got to sit down with Venus Williams.
The coolest thing ever.
For a little while. Crowd was super excited, too. It was great. Like, you could tell it was like a lunch thing. It was like 2,000 people at lunch. And so Venus was supposed to go up, and she was going to talk for 10 minutes, and then we were going to do like a 30-minute Q&A deal.
Uh-huh.
You know, just me and her. And so I had all these pre-approved questions and everything. It's very serious. And literally, she kept talking. She just kept talking. And it was great because I'm looking through the stack of cards. And I already know, you know, what I got in the stack of cards.
Yeah, sure.
It's not like it's a game show. Like, hey, let's find out what we have next. So I already knew. So I'm like, okay, that I'm not asking that. Nope, we're not doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we won't do that. And then, so she ended up talking for 30 minutes. We did like 10 minutes of question and answer. Here was the funny part, though. So there was one, and this isn't this. It's just a funny story. It's not anybody's bad, but it was a little awkward for a second.
Okay.
Because she has this. Autoimmune. I don't want to call it a disease because it's really not. It's just an autoimmune thing.
Condition.
Yeah, condition. That's exactly what it is, and it's called Sjogren's, and I guess your tear ducts. And you don't make saliva, and your eyes dry.
They call it
dry eye.
Oh my god!
They call it dry eye. Yeah, it's really hard. And I guess it's like a cousin of lupus or whatever. And so that was one of the questions. So you've got this Sjogren's, and how do you deal with that? And blah blah. And how does that affect you?
Yeah.
Blah, blah. And I go. So I didn't even know this until about a week ago, and I had no idea what it is, but Sjogren's. So what is this? You know, thing. And she looks at me and she goes, "So do you really want to go there?" And I was like, "No."
No.
No. I guess,
take it back.
Yeah, I guess I don't. You know, but I mean, there's so many things that you have to overcome, and because I just let her spin it back into positive attitude, you know, that kind of thing. But it was funky there for just like half a second.
Yeah. So did they ask you, because I know we got on the beard topic because you shaved for this weekend.
The shaving thing,
Did they ask you to shave? Because your wife loved the beard.
Apparently I didn't realize I had this. Apparently now I have a booking agent.
Oh, you're okay.
Apparently I got a guy. He's decided that he's my guy.
Okay.
And I love this idea because he's like, no, he wants me to go out and.
Well, do you like corporate stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Good.
Go to act on the road.
Ah. I guess.
No, and he wanted to be able to, he wanted to be able to use the footage.
I got you. Okay.
All right, fine. So I was like, fine. I said, beard or no beard? And they were like, no, shave it. Because the corporate thing and everything.
Yeah, I get that. They wanted clean shaven.
Yeah. And you'd be surprised, the people on the from the veterinary conference, they're all ages, but some of the folks are older and a little more, not stiff, but you know, formal.
Buttoned up.
Formal.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So yeah, that's why I ended up shaving. So over the week, so Emily made a big point that she was done with her relationship. And by the way, I'm not sure how this ended up. But she was done with her relationship if her man did not propose over Valentine's. She thought it was going to happen. She thought it was going to happen at Thanksgiving because it was going to be the last Thanksgiving with Grandma.
Yeah.
That's you know, how the family was framing it up. So she thought he would do the deal with Grandma there. Then Christmas, nothing. New Year's, nothing.
Nothing.
Apparently there have been signs. She said she's been dropping hints like crazy.
He's got to know.
She's been dropping hints like, I want a ring type of deal. Valentine's, they've been together for 5 years. She said, I want a full commitment, not the same old promise.
Oh, wow. This sounds like an ultimatum, and those always end so well.
Is it fair to do that?
It's fair in anything. Obviously, she has made it known that she wants to get married, or else she wouldn't be hitting us up and letting us know that this is something she wants. She's taken the time to let him know, and if he's just waiting, this is not a good sign.
She actually was asking you, because you're against it.
Yeah.
She goes, am I making too much of this?
No, because it's something that she wants. And obviously they've had that conversation. That's the whole thing. They've had to have had that conversation. I had the conversation immediately with my boyfriend and said, I do not want to get married. It is not something I want. I do not care for it. Please never get down on one knee and be like, let's do this. It's just not something I want. You have that conversation. By the way, in 2020, you have that conversation because not getting married is a super option now. Like, there's a lot of people I know that don't get married anymore.
Ladies, I'd wait a while. Like Kayla in the first 10 minutes.
Yep.
as she's having you fill out the boyfriend checklist.
That's not a thing anymore?
The boyfriend application.
It's an important conversation to have, and she's had it. And
how far in before you had that conversation?
I was in the first couple of weeks.
Wow.
Well, because I wanted to be honest with him and go, if this is super important to you, I don't want it. So we got to be able to call it quits if this is like a deal breaker for you. So.
Man, that's a tough spot for a dude.
Yeah, and you're just dating at that point.
Yeah.
He hasn't officially made you his girl.
I'm trying to think.
You made him your man.
I'm trying to think 2 weeks in. Yeah, we didn't even decide if we're not going to, you know, share the wealth.
That is not true. Because you knew the second you said forever, you knew by the first date with your wife that was the woman you were going to marry.
Different story. Different, I'm just talking about an irregular old thing, whether I'm deciding whether I only want to be with you and you're throwing at me, if getting married is important, I'm not your girl.
Yeah.
I think it's important to disclose that. I just don't know that soon. Like, if you guys are taking the relationship to the next level, then, yeah, we probably should talk about kids, family.
This is very important things to talk about. I mean, I'm not a spring chicken anymore. I just turned 31 like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Oh, you're an old maid.
I'm an oldie
now.
Yeah,
you're right. You're an old maid.
Exactly.
Your eggs are going to dry up.
Buddy turns 30 in like 3 months. I'm like, it might be, you know... He might.
Get him the AARP card. get him. We better get him a hurricane.
Exactly.
Wake me up.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake me up, 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 up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Got a reply from Emily.
Oh, finally.
Boyfriend did not propose on Valentine's Day. I said, what you going to do? She has not answered yet.
Because how do you do that? She loves him.
5 years.
I know. And she that's the issue is she loves him. And I don't know if an ultimatum works necessarily in every situation. So this is that's so tough.
Thank you for saving me from myself, Lil Jen. She didn't even put the names up.
Oh, good.
Didn't you, but they know what line they are?
Oh, shoot.
They know
who
they
are. Yeah, no, they don't.
Hello, line number one. Can you hear me? Did you hear the phone go? Did you? So you know that you're on the radio?
Oh, I know I'm on.
My man.
All right.
My man, you're very good at this. So how long have you been together?
About 3 years now.
And why are you waiting?
All right. The only...
There's no
the
wrong
only reason that I'm waiting is we had about $22,000 worth of debt she had from a past relationship, and I've been helping her pay it all off. We're down to our last $2,000, so I know the question is popping soon, but yep. We just wanted to get finances in order first. I feel like that was just the most respectable thing so we can have a proper wedding, a proper honeymoon, but it's coming soon.
Yeah.
Dang.
No, that makes a lot of sense.
It's really, really smart.
That makes a ton of sense. And I would imagine she's probably on board.
Yeah, that's true.
That she's probably on board with all of that. So line two.
Yes.
Yes. You're already married.
Yeah. But if I was to get divorced from my wife and I start dating again, I would tell you on the first date, hey, that marriage life is not happening. I'll just let it be known.
It's important.
On the first date.
Yes, I would tell you on the first date because I don't want to get no hopes up or no expectations. I'm not getting remarried. Mm-mm. No. So just know that's not happening.
See, people think it's ridiculous to do it early, but the problem is that, like, if someone tells you pretty early on in your... I look at it this way. If someone tells you pretty early on in the relationship, then you know that that is serious. It's not I can probably change them.
Yeah.
I'm setting the expectation early enough so you know that I'm serious about it.
Before feelings are involved. So you do make a great point, Kayla, that of letting it's people know early Kayla. On, because then when feelings start getting involved, you start doing things because of somebody else, yeah. Not... because of a clear-headed mind.
Exactly.
Boom.
Because I think it would be very important for a guy to know that I'm not interested in having more kids. Would I be willing to adopt later on? Maybe, but maybe not. I mean, once Dwayne's 18, do I really want to take care of another little kid?
Exactly.
No, I don't.
You don't. Nobody wants to do that.
No.
You don't want to restart.
I'm with you on that line, too. But here's the other thing. Now, thinking from a guy's point of view, see, a girl, I think a girl is much more in. I know women aren't going to like me saying this, but it's so much easier for a woman because guys really want women to like them. And women, guys like you. You hold all the cards. I know you don't think you do. I know, and every guy says this too. So if you're going out there going, I never want to get married again, you're also running the risk of you may never see a woman naked again.
That's funny.
You may run that risk.
And that might be a sacrifice all I have to make.
All right, line two. I'll let you go. You're good. But that's the thing with that, too. I think that's an easier thing for a woman to say up front than it is for a man. Because if a woman says it, then it looks like you know what you want and you're solid in your beliefs.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's not that I don't want to be with you. I just don't want to be married and all that. If a guy says that, a guy looks like he's a dog.
I do agree. I do agree with that statement. I think for me, it's very, and I'm comparing this to like me and my boyfriend and everything. Like, it's very easy for me to just go like, this is how I feel about it. This is, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, where I feel like Buddy might have to compromise a little bit in our relationship because right. I am so stuck in my ways.
Yeah. But if a guy, did that, you'd be like, who are you, player?
Uh-huh.
Stop yeah. it. Who do you think you are? Hello, line three.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, girl. Thank God. So what did you say your situation was here?
So it's not my situation, but I do have something similar that actually falls in the same lines too. So my husband and I didn't plan on getting remarried at all because I'd been married before. My husband was never married before me. But I didn't ever plan on getting married again. He changed my mind in like, within 3 months, we were already talking about getting married.
Oh, wow.
That's funny, too. That's funny, too, when you're like, thank you, line three. That's funny, line two, where you're going, I'm never getting married again. And the guy goes, challenge accepted. You know what I mean? We'll see about that.
Yeah.
Another one really quick. Hello, line four.
Yes.
When do you tell them you have no interest in getting married? Not necessarily to them, but to anybody.
I mean, I feel like that's pretty much first week stuff. What is dating is an informal interview.
First mm-hmm. week.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm interviewing you to be my potential partner. Like, if you can't pass through the interview process, but why are we continuing on?
Chet, I really wish you could see Chet right now. He has his hand, is it a palm in his face? Like, I don't know what to make of this right now.
I'm looking at you through my fingers.
Like, oh my God. That's fine. I see you.
Buddy.
Oh, God.
That's the best. How has that worked for you? Are you in a relationship now?
Yes, I'm 100% in a relationship.
How long have you been in that relationship?
It's somebody that is older than me. And I feel like that was something that had to be put on the table at the beginning. This is what I want, you know? And if you don't want those same things as me, then don't be with me.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. This is different, too. Because the younger, hot girl saying, no, I don't ever want to marry you. He's like, yes!
Right?
Yes! I hit the jackpot.
But we have kids. But we do have kids.
Yeah.
Like, that's part of the deal. I don't necessarily need to be married, but I'm having children.
Yeah, but he's like, okay, I'll have kids with you the whole deal. You're not getting half.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
All right, I make more anyway.
When you have kids, yes. Don't you get half?
I don't know. Will you get some?
I don't know how that works
You get a quarter.
Yeah, how does that work in Nevada?
25%.
You 25%?
Mm-hmm. But that's if you need to go that route. Not everybody needs to go that route.
No. That's another story for another time.
Offshore accounts, man.
Thank you, line four. We have to go.
No, we're solid.
I'm not kidding. Run. Do not walk. Run to our social medias and just like Mirror Moments. 985 Kale, you see. Yeah, you know why.
Oh, because of my beautiful lashes?
She's like, yeah, Kayla's eyelashes. And Lil Jess's hair today. We're doing group selfie here in just a moment. No, it's a must. It has to happen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! You guys look spectacular. I am not letting it go to waste.
It's no way. With our powers combined, the three of us make one significant human being. Like,
yeah, you're a great eye. Yeah, I'm contributing nothing to this picture.
You shaved. I mean, you shaved the face.
I did shave, but yeah. I'm contributing very little to this picture. We are commercial free. There is a Kesha song of the day in play. Free Kesha tickets for May Day at the Pearl at the Palms. TikTok is the Kesha song of the day. And it's happening right around final exam time, so right about 9:40. Right now, though, get ready, because everybody's winning today.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Ooh, we have a sponsor.
Oh, we do. It's brought to you by the Paul Powell Law Firm. More lawyer, less fee.
Mm-hmm. 702-364-9898. So thanks to our friends at Centennial Toyota. Win, lose, draw. Well, everybody wins today, so everybody wins.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody wins. So everybody wins. You know what I'm saying. Thank you to our friends at Centennial Toyota for the special Chet Buchanan Show shirts. We will make sure everybody gets one of those. We have tickets for the NASCAR Pennzoil 400. What a horrible... This would just be bad enough on the face.
Ryan Newman off turn four for the final time. Blaney to the...
I don't know if you saw this yet or heard this, but the end of the Daytona 500, thrilling and horrific all at the same time.
Ryan Newman off...
Okay, so my wife... It's funny. My wife is watching the front because they're racing to the line. They're racing to the line. There's a wreck as they're coming off turn four. So she's watching them finish because she wants to see who wins. I'm watching the wreck behind, and she's going, oh, my God, yes, yes, yeah. And I'm like, no. In there, it was just, the whole thing was crazy.
Turn four for the final time. Blaney to the outside, to the inside. Here comes Hamlin up the outside.
Wow.
Crash into the wall, into the air goes Newman.
Upside down.
In a shower of sparks on his roof, Ryan Newman comes across the line fourth. Newman got turned, went up in the air. As he came down, was hit by another car and launched skyward, coming down on his roof.
Awful.
A fist pump from Denny Hamlin, who has won the Daytona 500 for the second year in a row.
Which, that's really cool. That's only happened like three other times.
Hmm. Yeah.
And so that's a big moment. Here's the thing. So they're celebrating. The fans know that this wreck's going on behind. He doesn't know.
No one ever told him.
He doesn't know. His spotter told him there was a wreck behind him, but did not tell him of the severity.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that there might be a wreck behind you is not shocking at Daytona.
No.
The idea that it would be this bad was the part that people were really upset about. But he never got told, and nobody really knew at that moment. So they're doing donuts and the usual thing that they do.
Yeah.
At the end of the race, people were really mad at this Denny Hamlin. Now, on top of all that, the guy Ryan Newman, flipped and all of that kind of stuff. He's in the hospital. He's in serious condition. Non-life-threatening injuries.
Yes.
So that's good.
That's good.
But my God, I just saw this 2 seconds ago. Apparently, on Thursday, he and his wife announced that they had decided, and here's the quote, to amicably separate after 16 years of marriage.
Oh, what a rough week for him. Oh, my God.
And her.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine? After that, you guys have just separated, and now you watch this? She tweeted OMG after he crashed. Just simple OMG. Unbelievable.
Wow.
I don't know. That just struck me.
You've been listening all morning. Keep it going at work.
They're just awesome. I love them.
The Chet Buchanan Show kicks off your workday with commercial-free music on 98.5 KLUC.
God, commercial-free and everybody wins. This show's awesome.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
If I wasn't directly involved, I would really like this show.
Yeah.
I think.
Like
they seem like people I would like.
Yeah.
That's great. Who's contestant number one, Lil Jess?
Mike Robertson from Southern Highlands.
Big Mike, what's your buzzer going to be?
All right. So my buzzer, and since it's All-Star Weekend, Derrick Jones Jr. from UNLV won the dunk contest, so I'm going with Rebels!
Nice.
You know what? That's a good one. That might be my greatest person in the world. Who's contestant number two?
Marlena Schroeder from Summerlin.
Marlena, what are you going to do for a buzzer today?
Me.
Okay, then. Kayla, well, we're playing. Everybody wins, so that's a good thing.
Yep.
But the winner gets their choice today. Here's question number one.
To prepare for the movie, which Hustler star says she went undercover at a strip club and made $600 her first night? Was that J-Lo, Lily Reinhart, or Constance Wu?
Rebels.
That's Mike.
We're going to go with Constance Wu.
Mike says Constance Wu. Constance Wu, strangely enough, was on the Kelly Clarkson show the other day.
I did work at a strip club to get ready for Hustlers.
You did?
I went undercover.
What did you have to do?
I gave lap dances to strangers.
You're lying.
I'm not.
It sounds dirty when you say it like that.
It does.
If she said I gave lap dances and leaves it at that, but then when you throw in four strangers, it's like yuck.
Sounds like she was held against her will.
Yeah, it's like ew. It just sounds dirty. It's bad.
You're not lying. You're not lying.
I made $600 my
friend. Oh my God, I love it.
One dude. $600. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my gosh, I thought you were being funny.
I was not
you
being funny.
You are so method.
And it was not funny. I put like fake tattoos on my neck and I like changed my hair. Like, yeah. You can't duplicate it. The first time you walk into a club and say, hey, I would like to have a job here. And then you go work that night.
Yeah.
Wow.
The tattoos on the neck, man.
That's great. Okay.
Is there anything ever been more cliche? By the way, Mike, you're right. Yes. One zip, Mike, question two.
So which billionaire committed $10 billion to his own climate control organization? Is that Warren Buffett, Jeff Bezos, or Bill Gates?
Rebels.
Mike, again.
I'm going to go with number one,
Warren Buffett. That makes sense. That would make a lot of sense. No.
No. Marlena, was it Jeff Bezos or Bill Gates?
Bill Gates.
Was it Bill Gates? No.
Jeff Bezos did that.
Jeff Bezos. One zip, Mike, heading to the all-important third and final question. Since we're going to play the Kesha Song of the Day TikTok four times today, we're going to make this all-important third and final question worth four gigantic game-winning points.
Which game show host's ex-fiance was allegedly thrown off a third-story balcony on Saturday? I know.
Marlena.
You didn't hear me before, so I wanted to make sure. Is it Drew Carey?
Was it Drew Carey? What a terrible, awful
song. Horrible,
right?
I'm not
even going to make this a dramatic. Yes, it's Drew Carey. I'm not proud of the fact that you're right about that. Drew Carey, you're the winner. Here's the deal. Marlena is the champion, but everybody wins. Marlena will get her choice. But again, Chet Buchanan Show shirts, thanks to our friends at Centennial Toyota. Somebody's coming to NASCAR. Somebody's got Fandango movies to go see whatever they want. And really, today, everybody wins.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. The Chet Buchanan Show, starting your workday with commercial-free music.
Commercial-free.
Yes.
On 98.5 KLUC.
The greatest person in the world.
Kayla said you got to go first.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Kayla.
No, so, she goes, I can't go first. I'm like, what? I can go first. No, have little Jess go first. All right.
So every day last week, my best friend Nikki, we've been best friends since high school, was texting me, asking me questions about my upcoming trip to London.
Yeah.
So every day she would ask, like, well, when are you going? I'm really trying to go, sis, blah, 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 blah. And then she kept saying how she was going to try to manifest this. Every day she would tell me that, like Monday, Tuesday, I mean, every freaking day.
So no, then I love this.
Thursday, she's like, okay, I expedited my passport. Say. Now, mind you, she doesn't have plane tickets, still trying to figure out what to do, who's going to stay with her daughter, all of that. Then Friday morning, she's like, I'm really just trying to manifest this, blah, 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 blah. And then an hour later, she's like, I did it. I booked the flights. We're going to go. I found somebody.
Me?
Yeah. So
awesome.
That's awesome. That's really awesome of her to just not even do it for me, but do it for herself. You know, I realized that
girls trip.
Yeah, forget
that.
Yes,
yes. But she also did it for herself, too. So I appreciate that. So, Nikki, you is.
Well, I'm happy she's doing it for you.
The greatest person in the world.
I literally have freaking chills. You should have gone last, honestly. I think we missed an opportunity there. Yeah, you should have gone last. Next time you're going to make me cry, you have to go last. No, I'm not because I'm not all the way there.
You have to call best friend. You go, it's about my best friend. So then you're like, oh.
Yeah, I'm welling up on that. No, that's a beaut. That's a good one. So you want to go in the middle?
Yeah, I can go now.
Okay.
I'm giving mine to Justin Bieber because he finally shaved that horrendous mustache off his face. So Justin Bieber, for not looking like a creep anymore, you is.
The greatest person in the world.
Here's the thing for half a second. Don't blame him.
It was horrible.
Google Gardner Minshew. It had to go along with all of those things.
No.
I knew she was the one that posted it on our Instagram, too.
I didn't, though.
The minute I saw it.
So mad about it. Thank God.
Oh, my God. It was horrible.
I'm like, you're too worried about who's shaving and who's not. She was giving me grief. Don't shave. Why are you worried about everybody's facial hair?
I just want you to look put together. And Justin Bieber looked like a creeper with a mustache.
He did.
Mustaches are the worst thing you can ever do.
Who's the one person that can have a mustache?
Sam Elliott is the only man on the planet that's allowed to have a mustache, okay? Nobody else allowed to grow a mustache because those things are horrible.
Here's what's funny. And I went, wait a minute. There's got to be some. No, it's pretty much Sam Elliott. That says only. Wait, what about Magnum P.I.? What about that dude?
I don't even know who that is.
Tom Selleck. No, you do.
No, Tom Selleck mustache is a must.
Okay, Tom Selleck mustache.
Yeah.
Tom Selleck mustache. Look up Gardner Minshew. That's the only other one.
No, I'm looking at a photo of him right now. No, he needs to shave too.
Do you know how much money? I'll explain it all. No, you know what? Mike was right. Derek Jones Jr., former Rebel, won the NBA. By the way, NBA, nice job on All-Star Weekend, too.
Yeah.
Naming the MVP after Kobe, changing the format, all of that other stuff. All-Star Weekend was really good. And I tuned into it expecting to get bored and tune out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I was hooked. Yep. And Derek Jones Jr. won the slam dunk competition. Whether you like it or not, he did. That's another story. very controversial. So Derek Jones Jr., yeah, you just might be.
The greatest person in the world. Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right!
It's the Chet Buchanan Show's final exam.
All of a sudden, you look so serious. Are you getting mentally prepared for your radio show?
No.
For going solo?
Is the name hard? Are you preparing for
no.
that?
No.
Is the name hard? The look on her face. This is a tough name. Were you thinking, actually, you know what? Let me go in the mind of Lil Jeff.
That should be fun.
God, my hair looks good today. If that's not what you're thinking, you should be.
Yeah.
If that's not what's on your mind right now, you should be like, God, my hair looks
so good.
Good.
Yes.
I should have a photo shoot today.
It's so much body to it. Like, you look gorgeous.
The wave.
Thank you. Thank you.
I look good. Wish I had Kayla's eyelashes, though.
Damn. Right? It would complete the look.
Could you rock eyelashes like that? You have good eyelashes anyway.
Yeah, I do. I just do the, I don't know what you call them now. No, non-extension ones.
Yeah. So she.
I would never be able to handle extensions because after talking to Kayla, I roll around in bed too much. I'm always wiping my eyes. Like,
yeah, you can't wipe your eyes. You just have to, like, touch. Like, you just have to, like, pat. It's, like,
it's high maintenance like, for pat. Sure.
My wife has those, too. I dig it.
Yeah, I love it. I wish I could, but.
I didn't realize I had a thing. I got a thing.
You know how to, I just suck at putting lashes on myself, so I just get them done.
Me too.
So, yeah. Amen, sissy. Amen.
You said amen, sissy.
And I didn't even blink. I didn't even flinch. I was like, yeah, I know what you mean. Who's on the phone?
Tiara King from the Southwest.
Oh, you know that's not harder.
That's not harder.
We know Tiara King. Tiara, what's the catchiest song of the day?
TikTok.
Yeah. Duh. Congratulations. we've got Kesha tickets for you.
Awesome. My daughter's going to be so happy.
May 1st at the Pearl at the Palms. Have a lovely day. How was your Valentine's Day?
It was good.
How was your President's Day weekend?
I was working.
Yeah, I get it. All right. Well, hang tight one second. We'll get you set up for those tickets. Rebels tonight against Colorado State at the Thomas and Mack. Go Rebels. Nice win for the Golden Knights last night.
Absolutely.
It was a little tougher than it needed to be. I mean, seriously, like with 10 minutes left, I'm like, oh, Fleury's going to get another shutout.
Nice.
Yeah, and then it was like, no, it ended up 3-2, but whatever. They play again on Thursday. Everybody have a great day.
Bye.
We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. See you tomorrow, P1.
Come on. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.